But in fairness, one of the problems we've had in the past is that sometimes it takes too long to get projects off the ground. You know, there are all these permits and red tape and planning and this and that, and some of it's important to do, but we could do it faster. So a while back, what I did was I ordered everybody who was involved in approving projects to speed up the permitting process for 50 different big projects all across the country, from the Tappan Zee Bridge in New York to the Port of Charleston in South Carolina. And we've been able to, in some cases, cut approval times from 7 years down to a year. Right? So we've made progress. Today, I'm directing agencies across the government to do what it takes to cut timelines for breaking ground on major infrastructure projects in half. And what that will mean is that construction workers get back on the jobs faster. It means more money going back into local economies. And it means more demand for outstanding dredging equipment that is made right here in Baltimore. Now, some of you know one of the guys who's been working on this. He's Deputy Transportation Secretary John Porcheri. Your former Transportation Secretary here in Maryland before Governor O'Malley generously agreed to share him with the entire country. So those are some of the ways that we can create the conditions for businesses like this one to generate even more good jobs. And these are the kinds of ideas that we have to stay focused on every single day. This should be our principal focus. How are we making ourselves more competitive? How are we training our workers so that they can do the jobs that need to be done? How can we make sure that we stay on the cutting edge in terms of technology? How are we making it easier for businesses to succeed? And I'm going to keep trying to work with both parties in Washington to make progress. Because our challenges are solvable. You know, I travel all around the world, and I meet people from all walks of life. And I can tell you, there's not a country on earth that wouldn't trade places with the United States of America. That's really true. Now, they know we've got all the ingredients to succeed. We've got the answers. The only thing that's holding us back sometimes is a lack of political will. Sometimes our leadership isn't focused where we need to be focused. And that's where you come in. It's up to you and all the people across the country to tell the people in Washington, focus on getting stuff done. We may not agree on the way to do certain things, but I think we all love our country. We all want to what's best for our kids and our grandkids. Wouldn't we be better off if every American could find a good job that pays the bills and lets you afford a home and maybe take a vacation, put some money away to retire? Wouldn't we all be better off if we knew that all of our kids were getting a good education from an earliest age? If we reformed our high schools for this new economy? If we're helping more young people afford to go to college? Wouldn't we be better off if every worker's wage was a wage you could live on? Nobody wants to be on welfare. Nobody wants to have to rely on a handout. They want to work. But let's make sure that work pays. Wouldn't we be better off if every American could afford quality health care and the peace of mind that comes with it? That's why we passed health care reform. Wouldn't we be better off if we did what's necessary to protect more of our children from the horrors of gun violence? There are going to be disagreements about how we get there, but let's remind ourselves that when we work together, nobody can stop us. When we do the right thing, that's what I believe. That's what I'm going to keep fighting for. That's what drives me. It's all the stories of people like you that I have the great honor of meeting and working with every single day. You deserve leaders with the same dedication and commitment and focus that the people who work at this company bring to their jobs every single day. And you look at those dredges up there, and I met folks who've worked here 38 years, some worked 40 years, and the pride that they take in their product and the way they all work together, that's the attitude that we've got to bring to bear here. I think about a woman here, Myrna LeBaire. Myrna LeBaire, where's Myrna? There's Myrna right here. Myrna LeBaire. Myrna has been at Ellicott for more than 50 years. Now, that means she started when there were no child labor laws, because it was clearly illegal. She was about 4 or 5, and they start putting her to work, put a broom in her hand, and, you know. But when somebody asked Myrna what lesson she learned after 50 years working at the same company, she said, be honest, be helpful, accept your mistakes and improve upon them, be good to people, keep a good sense of humor, have the best work ethic possible, and handle the good times and get over the bad. That's a pretty good recipe for success right there. That's who we are. That's who we are. Thank you, Myrna. I mean, that pretty much sums up everything. That's who we like to understand America to be, who we are as Americans. We're honest and helpful. We work hard. We're good to others. We handle the good times, and we get over the bad times. If we keep that in mind, you know, if we just all keep Myrna's advice in mind, keep plugging away, keep fighting, we'll build an even better America than we got right now. And I know you're going. We can pray too. We'll add that in there. If we work to create more jobs, if we give every American the tools that they need for those jobs, if we make sure that hard work pays off and that responsibility is rewarded, then once again, America is going to be the place where you can always make it if you try. And we'll all prosper together. And we'll make sure that America remains the greatest nation on earth. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. God bless America.